Chairperson. My name is not Sabrichi. My name is Tajuddin Abdurrahman, Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Malaysia. Mr. Chairperson, His Excellency Director General of FAO, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a great privilege for me to speak on behalf of my delegates in the 40th session of FAO Conference. I wish to congratulate the Director General on the organization of this conference and his leadership and for guiding this organization for the past 5 years and a half towards the vision of world free from hunger and malnutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, the weather pattern has become unpredictable due to climate change. Unexpected heavy rainfalls and temperature rise cause heavy food floods and droughts, which has become common phenomena or disasters. Climate change has shown significant impact on agriculture by increasing water demand, limiting crop productivity, and reducing water availability, especially in the areas where irrigation is most needed. This phenomenon has a negative impact on crops, animal husbandry, and aquaculture. The production of important crops such as rice, vegetables, and fruits are susceptible to extreme weather patterns during various stages of growth. Being a tropical country, Malaysia has been experiencing frequent natural disasters, namely massive floods, prolonged droughts, which have affected our food production. Malaysia experienced one of our worst floods in 2014, which has destroyed settlements and affected almost 2 million people. We have lost $87 million USD of our agricultural production, infrastructure, and the value chain of agri-food sector. As for drought, the most significant one was in 1997-98 El Nino, which caused extensive impact to our agri-food sector. In March 2016, we were again tested by the impact of El Nino, which affected crops, animal husbandry, and aquaculture. Ladies and gentlemen, recent study conducted by our Malaysian Agricultural Research and Development Institute in our northern granary area showed that a two centigrade rise in temperature could cause the yield of rice to drop up to 13%. On the other hand, the occurrence of floods, 15% increases in rainfall and drought, 15% decrease in rainfall during early growing season could cause the yield to drop as much as 80%. The government of Malaysia has always been very committed to face these challenges. Throughout the years, we have formulated our national policy on climate change. That was 2009. And National Green Technology Policy 2009 to collectively guide the nation towards addressing climate change. ensuring climate resilient development, developing a low carbon economy, and promoting green technology. Subsequently, we developed the 11 Malaysian Plan 2016 to 2020, from which one of the strategy focuses on climate resilient development, infrastructure, seeding, research and development that incorporates climate change consideration into policy and development planning, evaluation and implementation. To reduce the effect of climate change under the nationally determined contribution, NDC, Malaysia has pledged and committed to cut its greenhouse emission by 45% by 2030, and have already introduced measures to do so. These include developing new cities that are carbon neutral, giving tax incentive to companies that report and limit their emission, procuring more environmentally friendly government assets, and planting 30 million new trees since 2011. Looking further ahead, the government of Malaysia is actively engaging its people in formulating the National Transformation Plan 2050, or we call it TN50, aimed to gather views and hopes of the people, particularly youth, to generate a new 30-year transformation plan for the country that truly reflects the people's vision. The development of the agriculture sector will be amongst the highlight of TN50 in aligning food security and competitiveness, as well as sustaining environment and natural resources for the future generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Malaysia urges FAO to continue prioritize its work where it maintains a comparative advantage by supporting member countries. This includes increasing members' capacity in adapting and mitigating the impact of climate change. This could be achieved through promoting knowledge sharing, sharing of good practices and innovation, mobilizing expertise, supporting members in identifying and prioritizing of country-specific action, and assisting development partners in joint mobilization. We must play a more aggressive role in addressing the effect of climate change, especially its effects on agriculture and food security, which could jeopardize our effort to eliminate poverty and hunger. The developing nations need FAO's strong leadership to improve the current global scenario. More climate finance is needed to fund developing countries' action on climate change, helping smallholders adapt to risk of climate change is the key for global poverty reduction and food security. More efforts also needed in the area of conservation to ensure balanced development in pursuit of green growth and contribution to the Global Sustainable Development Goals, SDG 2030. Partnership that emphasizes the SDGs as part of its objective are laudable. Malaysia and Denmark, for instance, has forged a collaboration in circular economy which can deliver key environment benefits and at the same time significantly strengthen our capacity across the agriculture sector. Ladies and gentlemen, there are still huge challenges in front of us, and Malaysia believes that FAO is doing its best together with member countries to transform these challenges into opportunities. We must take note, climate change poses a major growing threat to food security, Let us face these challenges and support each other to overcome it. I would also like to urge all member countries, brothers and sisters, to continue our strong collaboration in responding to all the threats and challenges in front of us. Thank you, Mr. Chair.